Allison Brown is a women's health expert. She's also an author, and she's written a book that I think could really help all of us. It's called Don't Let What If Ruin What Is, A Mom's Guide to Worry Less and Live More. Allison, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
It's great. Now, were you a born worrier? Is that why you decided to tackle this topic?
So I would say, yes, I was definitely a born worrier, but I think I didn't realize it until my very first ultrasound when baby number one was there and I saw him on the monitor, and it was an absolutely amazing moment, but it was absolutely terrifying at the same time. And I realized that his very survival was dependent upon what I do, what I didn't do. And that night, you know, my husband blissed off into a blissful sleep, and I worried. Mm. And I kept waking him up saying, like, what if my shampoo is toxic for the baby? Or what if the foods I'm eating is all wrong? Or what if I mess this whole mom thing up? And he kept, you know, saying, just go back to sleep. We'll figure it out. Wow. But I was worried. And I Googled all the worst-case scenarios. And my mind jumped to every single worst case scenario. And I realized in those moments, okay, this is not normal. This is not healthy. This is not rational, but it's real for me. It's a real experience that I'm having. And I didn't necessarily have the tools that I have now to deal with exactly how to handle it. But I can say that, you know, over the years, God has really delivered me from this. And so I wrote this book after surviving the storm, essentially.
Wow. Well, as a parent, of course, like that is an admirable aspect to have. You know, you're the defender of your child's life and you want to do everything you can. But how do we find where we've gone just a step too far? How do we know that?
I think that it can get out of control very quickly. So in the book, I share something called the fire process. And truthfully, the fire that we feed is the one that will grow in our life. So we have to be really careful what fire we're feeding. And I had to have some real talks and real prayers with God in some of those hard moments for myself, and just have clarification on what am I actually feeding here? Am I feeding faith? Am I resting in the hands that should have me, or I should believe have me? Or am I, you know, going off into tangents of fear and entertaining things that, you know, 99% of things that we worry about will never actually happen? So that fire can steal our joy. It can steal our peace. In my case, it stole my sleep. If we're not careful, it really can steal so much around us. So we've just got to be really careful what we're feeding. And I think for me, that awareness came from just God bringing that awareness to me, because I really didn't know that I had this challenge until I knew it, right? Until it was revealed to me.
And when you did cry out to the Lord, you were on a flight? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so in the book, I share quite a lot of what my husband and I in our 40 short years on this planet have been through. And one of the things was that we witnessed a plane crash. And I never realized that impacted me so much until I was on a flight, a turbulent flight, very turbulent flight, to see one of my best friends. And I had my first panic attack, and I didn't even know what was happening to me necessarily. I knew that my heart was racing and my mind was racing faster than my heart. And I literally said a desperate prayer in that moment, like, God, please help me. I don't know what's going on here. And the peace that surpasses all understanding, I've always questioned that scripture verse, like, what am I not understanding? Why don't I have that peace? Right. But in that moment, God immediately answered that prayer, and he brought me immediate peace, physically, emotionally, mentally. And so I understood what that scripture verse really means, because I experienced it. And in the years that followed that moment, there was a progressive healing that happened for me with worry. And I can honestly say he delivered me fully from it. And so now I can reach my hand back and hopefully help specifically some moms, because moms do this a lot, but anybody who reads this book and is a worrier or has anxiety or deals with overwhelm, I hopefully have some tools that I can share with them now to help them with their struggles.
Her book is called Don't Let What If Ruin What Is, A Mom's, or Anybody's Really, Guide to Worry Less and Live More by Allison Brown. Thanks, Allison.
Thank you so much for having me today.